Morning. Can you put that? Get rid of the seat. Put the seat. Oh, okay, that fits.
I'm just trying to get the door. Sorry.
And decisive. Work? Shall I go to work? Shall I?
I'll just go bail there. Tuck and roll.
Got in. Thought this is a terrible idea.
This is an awful idea. What the fuck am I doing?
Like, you know.
I hate being there, but I go there every day. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life? Oh. How are you?
A shit sandwich.
Here's a shit sandwich. Yeah. I know exactly where it's going to go on the menu, though.
But, talking of shit sandwiches.
Yeah.
That story that Nodge told me. Seriously, it was just astonishing. Astonishing.
Yeah.
That you know, because people are always, you know, I found out that Nodge got a couple of dogs.
Yeah.
And I immediately want to say to her, you know what they do, don't you? Like,
yeah.
They
happily eat shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, greedily.
Yeah.
It's the verve of it. It's not like, oh, what, that was shit?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah. The way a human would eat ice cream.
Yeah. Picture a hungry child on their birthday with their favourite sort of ice cream sundae.
Yeah.
That is how a dog would eat human shit.
And you still want to keep that animal.
Yeah, and you're the animal that you think is your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine your best human friend.
Yeah. If you found that out.
Yeah.
Your best human friend was a coprophagic. What is a shit eater called? What are those shit eaters call themselves?
Hang on. Is it copra or is it corp? Oh no.
Coprophagic.
I think that's ringing a big bell.
Along those lines.
Why have they got a grin? Why
a grin?
A shit eating grin. That is a thing.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was a proper thing. I thought, I've not heard it enough to file it under everyday phrases.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Shit-eating grin. Oh, God. What the hell is the derivation of that?
Yeah. Why did that come about? Was there like a slew of people in the 60s doing it? Of like, oh, look at his face. Oh, look at that grin.
Look,
it's all over his chops.
He's got that look.
He stinks and it's all over his nose. And
I love that phrase, chops. Look, you got it on your chops, you grinning idiot. You know, a dog, you're walking man's best friend along the street.
Yeah.
You've bothered to take them out. I mean, that's a commitment. Isn't it? It's like taking your kid to karate club.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really want to do that. No one really wants to do that. After the first two or three times. But you're doing it. You're walking that dog again, and it's a lifetime commitment.
Yeah.
And halfway through the walk, you realise they've got something in their mouth.
Yeah.
You look down.
It's been in someone else's.
One way or another, you realise it's a human turd.
Yeah.
And that realisation, I mean, at that point, surely you'd have to question the whole relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet, you know, he
carries on.
He was just a bit grumpy about it.
Yeah.
And that the way he described that, he was like, oh, he was hitting him, and the dog wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And like, it was now, and it, I always had this image of a very sturdy stool. That somehow held its shape.
Yeah. So how's a dog going to... I mean...
How
would a dog hold...
Oh, Jesus. It's somehow...
You know,
it's
like a blunderbuss of one.
and it was obviously a bum's... It was bum dung, wasn't
it? Bum dung. It's like that's the lowest.
Yeah.
On the stool chart.
Like, you have got... You are trying to hit... You're hitting your dog... To make it drop the bum dung, and it's making it, it's like it's a game all of a sudden. It's like,
I think I'd be frozen to that spot.
I'd be looking for the weapon.
Yeah.
So the quickest way of killing that dog.
Yeah. No, I think I'd just...
without touching it.
This is how I see it. You know, imagine a computer game when you're still pressing forward and you keep banging against the wall. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'd go, what am I doing with my life here? Hang
loop.
On.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, because... I mean, I've always struggled with the fact that you have to collect the dog's,
yeah,
like business.
Yeah,
you have to collect it in a
bag. You have to pick it up.
And you walk around with it in your pocket. I struggle with that.
Yeah, the dog's the boss in that relationship.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, that it's blown that out of completely out of the water because it's so much worse.
Yeah,
your dog it wants to play fetch with human shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wants you to grab that shit and fling it.
That becomes a game.
Yeah, and it's like the dog has no idea what the hell is going on.
No.
And I think, I don't know, even the lowest form of life.
Yeah.
I mean, a dog's pretty much way up there. It's not amoeba, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah, there's, yeah. On the food chain.
How can it not know that its master would not want that to play with that?
Well, yeah, what... I mean, there must be some kind of dog logic.
Yes.
There's got to be something there. The dog's thinking, this is bad.
Yeah.
This can't be right.
This is like, I pick up a stick.
Yeah.
And that's different from picking up someone's log. it must be able to differentiate from human log and a stick.
Yeah.
Surely. I mean, just the fucking
taste of it.
It
can't be that everything's a game. Everything's a game. That includes everything? That includes...
Yeah, it just makes you think that is incredibly simplistic.
Yeah.
Intelligence. To think, it's the picking up of something. But, that's it.
But they can be trained to recognise whistles. So they run in a certain way. They're incredibly intelligent animals.
Yeah, but
they've got a huge blind spot when it comes to human turds.
This could all be about the owner. You know what they say? They say, you know, look at the dog, look at the owner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying he's a shit eater, but...
He's got a certain grin.
He's got that grin. Or, yeah, he's got... perhaps that simplistic outlook.
Yeah. But this is the thing as well, that like their sense of smell is incredible.
Yes!
That's it.
My God, it would be an assault, surely.
Yeah.
A nasal assault.
That's it. How can that be bypassed?
Ooh.
Just, oh.
And did he describe how he got it home and it was thirsty?
Yeah,
And it put his face in the bowl to drink, and he said the water turned brown instantly.
Yes.
I mean, this is a horror show.
It is,
this
isn't
is
it?
This is a fucking horror show.
Oh, God. I'd abandon that dog.
Oh, yeah. I said to him every day now, I'm saying, have you put it down yet? Is it sunk in? What happened?
Yeah.
Because, you ball it out on the day, but then when you think about it, when the dust settles, you put it down.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, because like they're just like, ah, you bugger, you know,
yeah,
kissing it, cuddling it.
But no,
it sleeps on their bed. I mean, Jesus.
That dog's had shit in its mouth.
You cannot clean that enough.
But also, I mean, mentally, even though you can physically, you know, you can wash all your sheets and you can get as many dentist sticks as you want.
Yeah, just
but
knock all its teeth out.
Yeah. But
shave it.
Mentally,
completely.
You're still thinking, that's going to happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to, you know.
It has the potential.
Yeah.
All the time to do that.
To do that, yeah. At any point, that dog could come back with a shit in its mouth.
Yes. You'd be on a knife edge.
Yeah.
You are living with a craven beast.
Yeah.
That absolutely, there is no debasement.
Yeah.
Low
but
enough.
Also, I mean, if a human did that, they'd be, you know, they'd be locked up. They'd be, you know, their sanity would be questioned.
Christ.
Why isn't there some the same equivalent for animals?
Two animal-like. You know, there has to be a bar for every species.
Yeah, at what stage is this dog mental? What does the dog have to do to be considered insane?
Right, he's wearing shoes.
Yeah.
He's eating
shit. Oh, is it the typewriter again?
Yeah. He's thinks he can type.
Yeah.
He's chasing.
Why isn't that the stage? Why isn't the shit
definitely,
eating
definitely,
the stage? There you go. Yeah, can we get the? Let's call the vet up because we need to get inside this dog's brain. We need to sort it. It's unraveling.
It's unraveling.
Yeah.
Before my eyes, I'm trying to bloody for a frisbee, and it's like looking for human excrement.
I'm trying to throw a frisbee. He's got a pipe in his mouth.
Yeah, the frisbee's not cutting it.
Yeah.
Right, I'll do this. I'll hang this scheduled right turn.
The scheduled right. Yeah.
I like to triangulate our route home.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, human. I mean, I don't like to think I live among closet shit eaters.
I don't know of any, but I don't think they'd advertise it.
That's the funny thing. It's like, you know, we're all about, shouldn't be prejudiced against gays. Where am I going? Is this? Yes.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Suddenly looks different. Yeah. Shouldn't be prejudiced against gays, transgenders, or, you know, all the sort of trendy.
Yeah.
Trendy things that people are. But no one's coming out and saying, you know, shit eaters.
Coprophilia.
Maligned.
Yeah.
Coprophagists.
Coprophagists.
Coprophiles.
Yeah.
You know, it's they're not even on the agenda at all, are they? But no. They must exist.
Because there's a word for it. A word, you know. A word's there, so they must
exist. I mean, it's like that's alarming in itself.
Yeah.
As soon as you've got a name for something.
There's been a lot of cases.
Yeah,
We've got to call this something.
Right, we've got a second shit eater.
Yeah. We can't call it that.
Wait for three.
Yeah.
Please, no more.
They're feeling a little bit... These two are feeling a little bit ill at ease because they are eating shit, but shit eater, they think it sort of puts them at odds with society.
Yeah, they don't want it to define them. I mean, the times I go into a public toilet and someone hasn't flushed.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, is that a coprophage?
Is that a calling card? Imagine people went to the door, hearing the flush, and go, oh, when will I get one? Yeah, when will I get another person to join my club?
They've been in there a while. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I can hear
the clinking of cutlery. Oh, it's horrible,
yeah,
isn't it?
Sort of the serviettes.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, why would you not flush unless you wanted other people to see what you've got?
It's like wearing a keychain on the left side.
Yeah, I mean, I
just what you've got. People showing off. Oh, got a good one.
Yeah, I don't normally. Yeah. I normally flush, but that's too good. That's excellent.
Yeah. Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing. I have to say, I'm in the. You wouldn't think it, maybe, but I'm in the class of people that is pretty ill at ease talking about ablutions.
Yeah.
But I don't consider that's what we're talking about.
No, this is a whole other level, isn't it?
Taboo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. This is. It's almost got
anthropological.
It's got nothing to do with anything else, has it?
Mm.
It's got, other than it being a taboo.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah.
And if you think about animals, they leave it, or they bury it. There's reasons. Yeah. When someone goes into a public lavatory and leaves and doesn't flush, if the flush is working, I think Freud would say that is a gift. That the intention
of
it. You
just reminded me of something hilarious. I was went to... I can't remember. It's like this wildlife centre. And I went to use the toilets there. And there was an elderly gentleman in the next cubicle.
It's funny already.
And all I could hear was, out! 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 And
Come on.
I've never left... a convenience laughing quite so much. It was
what?
Just one word said in such a strained way. I thought, I can't. I've got to leave. I can't see the person who's responsible for that screaming. He sounded in agony.
But wouldn't it be funny if it was just like a, you know, fairly trendy young hipster?
Yeah.
Because yeah, it almost sounds on the level of possession.
Yeah,
it's an exorcism.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Like, you need a priest.
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to put my hand over so you got something for some purchase?
Yeah.
I'll just reach over the top.
Do it like a reach around.